Pablo and Pockets grew up together. They were the same age, went to the same school, and shared the same teacher for years. They were the best of friends. If you saw one of them, the other was not too far away. They ran track and played football together. At lunchtime, they ate together and laughed at the same jokes. Now they are older, and their friendship has slowly drifted away. No more walking to school together. Pablo started hanging around his new friends, who were of his own race. They didn't do things like he and Pockets used to do. Pablo started smoking, saying bad words, and acting like he knew everything. Pockets was hurt by the way his best friend was hurting himself and not even knowing it. He tried to talk to Pablo, but there was no getting through to him. He realized that he couldn't change his friend's mind, so their friendship ended. But even though their friendship is gone, the memories are still there. Years went by. Pockets heard a knocking on the door. He answered it, and there stood a big shadow. As the shadow came closer to the light, it revealed an older Pablo with a beard saying, "Don't you remember me?" The voice was a little deeper. "Pablo, is that you?" Pockets ran to hug Pablo, but Pablo pushed him away. "You have no reason to do this, Pockets," Pablo said. "All these years, I thought that our friendship was too weak and made for kids only. I thought that I was a man with my new friends, smoking, drinking, and doing the unmentionable. I have noticed, Pockets, that you have never changed your ways. You are still the same as I used to be. I miss that. Not for nothing, those are some good things to look back on. Then one day, I realized that I am wasting my life away. I really miss the kiddie stuff that we used to do together. We would always do things together as brothers. I am sorry, Pockets, for treating you less than a friend. I hope that you can and will forgive me." "Yes, of course, Pablo. We will always be friends." Pockets looked overwhelmed by Pablo's words as Pablo began to cry. Pablo became very ill and was admitted to the hospital. That night, when he fell asleep, he never woke up. Pockets cried so much for his friend Pablo. He asked God to keep him safe up there in heaven. He still heard Pablo's childlike voice, "Tag, you're it!" and remembered his laughter and the smiles he used to wear. "I am going to miss you, Pablo." None of Pablo's new friends came to visit him when he was in the hospital. Only Pockets was there for him.